You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Hillary Clinton's speech linking Donald Trump to the alt-right comes at a time when he says he's trying to broaden his support with Latino, but also with African-American voters. That outreach has included meetings with minority leaders and appeals to voters. But softening on issues like immigration could actually be more about winning over white moderate voters who, for any of its other virtues, are uncomfortable aligning themselves with a Trump campaign they see as having racist overtones. About 11% of African Americans are Republican or Republican-leaning. Donald Trump is polling much lower than that in most surveys. In some, his support among African Americans hovers at close to zero. Leah Wright Rigueur is assistant professor of public policy at the Harvard Kennedy School. She's also author of The Loneliness of the Black Republican. Leah, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Well, you've seen Donald Trump's self-described outreach to black voters, and you've heard some of his rhetoric. You walk down the street and you get shot. Your neighborhoods are crime-ridden. What do you have to lose? What do you hear in Trump's words when he says these things and says that they're aimed at warming black folks to his campaign?
Sure. Well, you know, outreach is always going to be a good thing. Both presidential campaigns should always do outreach. But when you hear it coming from Donald Trump, it sounds insincere, given the candidate's history, given the fact that he's shown very little interest in African Americans up until this point, and given the fact that he has offered no policies, no prescriptions for actually addressing the very things that he's talking about. And he's right to say that poverty and inequality is something that we should all be concerned with. But given the fact that he can't accurately diagnose the problem, one can have questions about, you know, what does that mean for him actually being able to solve the problem? Right now, we don't really know because he hasn't really offered any solutions for solving the problem.
Well, you've written about black Republicans and how they view politics and black voters in general. Does any of what you've seen so far betray an honest effort to really convince black voters to vote for him? Or is it about something else?
Well, it's all of the above. And I think the thing that we've seen before is that Republican candidates, including Barry Goldwater, over the last 52 years, have done some measure of black outreach. You have to, because in order to win presidential elections, not only do you need some element of the black vote, but you also need to pull in some element of, you know, white moderates and white liberals in order to broaden your coalition. And this is on both sides of the aisle. Now, the interesting thing, though, is that one of the things that black Republicans in particular have been very adamant about, you know, for over 50 years, is that the candidate that the party puts forward should not be one that is either racist or dabbles in racism or opens the door for racism. So Donald Trump has put black Republicans in an incredibly difficult position, not only through his actions, things like birtherism, the Central Park Five, the Department of Justice, housing discrimination, employment problems with Latino and black employees and other things, but he has also put them in an awkward position by continuing behavior on the campaign trail that suggests that, you know, there is space within the so-called Party of Lincoln for people who may have racist views. So we can look at things like retweeting white supremacists, black and Latino protesters getting beat up at Donald Trump rallies, arguing that African Americans have nothing, that their cities are destroyed, that they as a people are broken, that they really have nothing to lose at this point. So these are all of these things that put kind of black Republicans in this place and really alienate African Americans from whatever message Donald Trump is trying to sell.
And Hillary Clinton and her team seem to know this because she gives a speech yesterday that she highlights all of these things in very stark terms, putting Donald Trump shoulder to shoulder with the movements that he's aligned himself with the people that he's retweeted, with the factions of the nationalist racist right who are thrilled about his candidacy. I mean, she seems to know that this is going to turn off these very people.
Well, there are a couple of important things. One, this puts Donald Trump on the defensive. Two, in addition to kind of connecting him to this kind of mainstreaming of this movement, she also outlined a history and a pattern of behaviors by Donald Trump himself. So this is not just association, right? Guilt by association, but this is actually kind of reminding people of all races of who Donald Trump is.
You know, for a lot of people who are watching this race closely, though, Donald Trump's outreach to African Americans looks like something else. The message looks a lot more like moral cover for wavering white voters who are uncomfortable with all of these aspects of the campaign and don't want to feel racist if they vote for Donald Trump. And so this outreach is cover for them, not really designed to convince black voters that he's the one to vote for.
And there's, you know, there's considerable political science language studies and polls and a lot of history, including in my own book, where I talk about how candidates of both political parties benefit amongst white moderate and liberal voters when those voters believe that the candidate, you know, is not racist. Right. So there is a benefit. There is a political and strategic benefit to showing that you are compassionate, that you are empathetic to minority issues. So it does provide a certain kind of coverage. Right. And again, this is for both political parties. Where the difference comes in, though, is in a display of genuineness. Do voters on the ground across all races believe that the candidate is actually genuine about their outreach in investing in these causes? In the case of the Republican Party, we've seen varying levels of success. Some Republicans very successful because there is a belief across the board that this is a person who is genuinely concerned and empathetic to minority communities. In the event that there is very little evidence or that the person feels a little like a Johnny come lately, we see that it does not work as well.
Donald Trump is trying to show outreach to black voters. Hillary Clinton, in the meantime, seems to know what she's up to, and she gets right in his way with her own speech on Donald Trump's nationalist and white racist coalition, trying not to let him provide any moral cover for this outreach to African-American voters. It's a fascinating political dynamic. Leah Reitriger, Assistant Professor of Public Policy at Harvard Kennedy School. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.